bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and special expertise when it's necessary. We get Answer Business Banking.
Good morning. The headlines. Veteran politician warns of political hypocrisy as election violence surfaces. Chamber of Mines calls for evidence-based engagement on local content law. And in global news, the U.S. charges Cuba's Raul Castro with murder over the 1996 downing of two planes. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Haji Mukando. Veteran politician Akasha Mbatuambiko Sitalewanika says hypocrisy in Zambia's political arena is concerning as the country prepares for the August election. Sitalewanika has told Phoenix News that emerging pockets of violence should not be surprising, but rather seen as a sign of a broken democratic and electoral system that has persisted over time. He said Zambia has failed to uphold the values it often teaches, including unity, Christianity, and democracy, and is fundamentally not living up to these ideals, despite frequently invoking them in political discourse. Mr. Lewanika added that the country has continued to chase symptoms such as violence while ignoring the underlying causes of political decay, and advised Zambians to act patriotically for the sake of peace. His comment follows recent pockets of violence reported during nominations of parliamentary candidates in Mumbwa, Masavura, and Rubansenshi.
These are just symptoms of the whole electoral regime is faulty and is driven by what is being demonstrated to be a missing democratic culture, not only internally within parties, but even in the wider field. It is not surprising, and it's not the worst thing about this election. In terms of what people preach, I mean, hypocrisy is the standard thing in Zambian politics. Whether they are talking about one Zambia, one nation, Christian nation, democracy, they don't mean it. If there is no violence, we would think everything is all right, but everything is not all right.
The Zambia Chamber of Mines says concerns over alleged non-compliance with the local content law should be addressed through structured engagement and supported by factual evidence. Chamber Chief Executive Officer Sokwani Chilembo said mining companies are still adapting to operational aspects of the law following the start of implementation. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chilembo is urging stakeholders to avoid broad accusations and instead channel complaints through the public-private dialogue forum under the technical working group, where concerns can be discussed in detail. He says government and industry need specific case data identifying areas of concern to take corrective action, noting that the law is already in effect and all stakeholders are expected to comply.
It's important that we be very factual and precise in what our complaint is. So we really would like, as much as possible, to take the engagement to the correct forum, which is the public-private dialogue forum under the Technical Working Group for Mining, so that these discussions can be as detailed as possible. We are now implementing something, which means we can't have broad sweeping statements. We want cases of what is being identified as a problem, and we take corrective action. So what we hope is that using this framework we can do that and bring actual tangible case data so that we can deal with the matter. Because it is law now, everyone must comply.
Meanwhile, Mr. Chilembo said several mining companies have started implementing supplier development programs aimed at empowering local businesses in line with the law. He cited First Quantum Minerals, FQM, which has rolled out a supplier development program, and Mopani Copper Mines, which is undertaking similar initiatives.
If you look at how many members are creating their own supplier development programs, and when you look at First Quantum, they've turned that for the Supply Development Program Manager. Kalundira is doing the same. Barry Kumana has long been working with Zanaco on such a program along with Stronger Health. We have Mopani working with UNDP. And I think with those examples, several other minds are going to follow suit.
The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFO, has attributed the low adoption of persons with disabilities in this year's elections to the lack of compelling factors for political parties to do so, despite constitutional provisions for reserved seats. ZAFO's federal director, Justine Bakali, notes that while Zambia has made progress in promoting inclusivity, several barriers, including financial challenges, limited accessibility, and weak institutional policies within political parties, still prevent persons with disabilities from fully participating in the electoral process. In an interview to Phoenix News, Mr. Bakali has explained that while the Constitution provides for mixed member proportional representation aimed at increasing representation of marginalized groups, most political parties have not aligned their internal structures and adoption processes to support persons with disabilities. He has urged political parties to adopt deliberate affirmative action policies to increase the number of candidates with disabilities contesting elected positions. Mr. Bakari adds that the available reserved seats under the mixed member proportional representation system remain inadequate compared to the total number of elected positions in the country.
This has not trickled down to the political parties to take an affirmative action, especially when it comes to issues of adoption. As much as we appreciate that there is mixed member proportional representation, we need also to see political parties actually mitigate what the Constitution says in their political parties. There should be a deliberate policy for them also to say 10% of members of parliament are reserved specifically for persons with disabilities so that it aligns with the Constitution. Currently, I think we haven't seen that. We are waiting for the next member proportional representation, which also has some seats in parliament and made 116 at local level, which might not be enough when you look at the numbers.
The Zambia Union for Tanker Drivers and Allied Workers has called for stronger political commitment from the Zambian and Democratic Republic of Congo government to address insecurity affecting transporters operating in the DRC. Union Secretary General John Changwe said the two governments need to strengthen cooperation and engage security wings in the DRC to ensure the safety of truck drivers transporting goods between the two countries. Mr. Changwe expressed concern that some drivers continue to face attacks while in transit, adding that security personnel who are expected to offer protection are in some instances allegedly involved in harassment and attacks. He told Phoenix News that reports of isolated calm should not be mistaken for lasting peace and security, stressing that the situation on the ground remains unpredictable for transporters. Meanwhile, Mr. Changwe called for increased cooperation among transport unions and driver associations across the region, saying stronger communication networks and regular engagement with authorities could help find lasting solutions to challenges faced by drivers. Three deaths have recently been reported involving Zambian truckers attacked in the DRC and Tanzania.
The government of the Republic of Zambia and the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, even as they do so, there must be some serious, precautions that should be attached to that. And also, they must speak strongly to the security, personnel in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Because in most cases, they are the ones, actually, who are captured, Away from those, the civilians that we can witness attacking, but where we feel we should receive protection from the security personnel, those are the ones that actually attack us in most cases. So if we just hear that one has died, that doesn't mean that there is peace and security in the Democratic Republic of Congo.